Thanks, Walt. And, yeah, I'm definitely a big fan of grounding because that's what protects your equipment. And, yeah, if there's an electrical storm and you get hit by lightning, that has to go somewhere. It can, you know, blow up your home, blow up your TV or your radio and all that stuff. If you can redirect that current somewhere else, that's good planning. And also, yeah, I'll be there Tuesday, Walt. I love your nets and love checking in and talking with you. So I'm so glad we got to talk tonight, especially on Christmas night. And that means a lot to me. And I hope you get to feeling good and drink lots of water. Drink lots of water. And I'm glad I feel really proud that you took the time to talk to me tonight. And that means a lot. I don't got much else to say because I'm kind of fading too. I started early. But I just want to say Merry Christmas to you, Walt, and everybody else on the net. And I'll see you Tuesday. Talk to you Tuesday, if not sooner. So KO4JKV, clear.
Well, I am. I'll be clear. 7-3 to you, Daniel. I enjoyed it myself. 7-3, buddy.
4JBQ, KO4NUE.
NUE, KK4JBQ here.
Larry, he having a good day today?
Well, I'm just relaxing here in my easy chair. My tummy is round like a bowl of jelly. I think that's part of the night before Christmas thing, which I recorded that last night. I recorded the first time she did it too in 2020, and she expanded the introduction. Of course, the poem was the same, but I'm running it through some audio tools here and cleaning it up a little bit because of all the pops and cracks that we had. Wendy did such a good job of that, and I know there are people that listen and anticipate that. There's some youngsters out there that thoroughly enjoy such a thing. But Donna and I had a nice meal today, and then we had meal number two. I did have some of that chai tea. It tastes a little grassy. But it was good. It went down smooth. Thank you for bringing it over. That was, that was full of grace, you know. Grace, I think, is identified as undeserved favor. KK4JBQ.
We had a big day here today, and I'm on go do Christmas with Mom tomorrow. Things just kind of got so busy today with fiancés and girlfriends and boyfriends and gifts, and oh my goodness, my oldest son, he's 21. Him and his fiance came and spent the night, Christmas Eve. And, man, he woke us up at 4 o'clock this morning. 21 years old, woke us up at 4 o'clock. Which kids do that every year, you know, till they left the house. But, you know, me and Anna used to stay up all day after they'd wake us up early. But, boy, I'm getting old or something, because I was dragging all morning. I went and laid back down about 7 o'clock. Didn't wake up till 9. And I just hadn't been right since. I'm just exhausted.
You do make a good point. I think our stamina, maybe that's it. We can get all charged up and rush into something and... But to be at it for an extended period of time, It will run your battery down. The older you get, it will run your battery down. One way to put it, I guess. But you're bringing over a food basket. I couldn't believe what was in that. I mean, Anna must have worked all day yesterday and maybe planning the day before to put all that together. So we divided up the things that needed to be put in the chill chest and those things that should be had right away. I did try the tea because you had some reservation about it, but and it was good. Well, I just thank you for that. That's the first time ever anybody's ever done that, and it just you know, bowls me over. Gracious me. But it was good to see you too. You know, in person is like the best thing. You know, that's the best thing. And that bear hug you got is something else. KK4JBQ.
Are you? Doing good, acting like one of them CBers sitting back in the woods waiting on everybody to sign off and see what they were talking about. Yeah, Chad, I really appreciate what you did today. Your son come over and introduced himself and all, but I had a house full of grandkids and great-grandkids, and I really appreciated that, Chad. If it hadn't have been for that, I would have been eating leftover Chinese food that my daughter brought home yesterday. Larry, how you doing tonight, buddy? I hope both of you have a Merry Christmas.
With everything right now, I've had some conversation with people that I've not spoken to in quite a while, and that's always good. I've eaten twice today. That's unusual for me. And I feel all charged up. I really do. Donna made a wonderful pork roast. She took a pork loin and wrapped it in bacon. Now, there's just no better eating than that. I helped where I could. I'll put it that way. I'll help where I could. And when it came to slicing it, that just sliced, as they say, it sliced like butter. I was careful to take a reasonable portion because I knew I could get carried away. I just knew with food that tasted like that, you know, and a nice bean salad and potatoes. Oh, goodness. So, and we opened the presents that we gifted one another, and that was very nice, very nice. I was shocked at how that woman can read me like a book. Of course, you know, there was an antenna in a box. KK4JBQ.
Don't say nothing. Larry, Miss Nana don't know it, but in her way, she gave me a great Christmas gift last night when she checked into the nest. I know the story behind her and her dad's call, and that just meant the world for me to hear her. Check the two of you in on the nest last night, Larry. KK4JBQ, K4OIM.
Saying that, well, Donna, she can be encouraged to get on the radio. It's not a hobby that she's terribly invested in, but she came and she says, Would you write me a script? You know, just what I should say? And I said, sure, honey. You can say pretty much what I say every time I check in. And people would be thrilled to hear you on the air. Something doesn't happen frequently. Something special, in other words. And I appreciate your saying that. And Anna was nice when she when Donna checked the two of us in, and Chad, it was just such a pleasure to talk to her person to person. I hope she realized that it's kind of a special thing for me. She checked Donna in just fine, but somehow the crackling and popping that was going on the repeater at the time, she didn't understand who Donna was checking in with her. I came back and I said, well, you know, I'm the guy she checked in. KK4JBQ.
When it started breaking up, that and when Wendy didn't get the call because it was so bad, I just thought, oh no, that's going to discourage Donna from checking in. But she did just fine. She did just fine. And she got her call out there. That's all that matters. Her call anyway. So, but one thing I was going to tell you was, my middle son's girlfriend, she lives five houses down from Walt. So we were talking today and I was fixing some plates, and just so you know, Anna made the biscuits and I made the rest of it. So I asked Perry, they were going to go to his girlfriend's mother's house for Christmas, and I said, well, you know, are y'all going near Inman? Because I want you to drop off a plate of food for a friend of mine. And Perry says, well, where is it in Inman? And I says, well, he's over on Lake Bowen. And Sarah says, well, I live at Lake Bowen. So I got his address, and she says, oh yeah, she says, I'm about five houses down from him. So I'm not sure exactly where they live, but Walt, you got, you know, my son's girlfriend's about five houses down from you. But the other thing I was going to tell you was, Perry brought his girlfriend into the ham shack this morning, and she says, well, my grandfather is a ham radio operator. And I said, oh, really? And she says, yeah, he lives in Columbia. She gave me his telephone number, so they went in their living room, and I called him. His call sign is K4FI. Doug's his first name. Well, I called him and says, hey, I got your granddaughter here, and, you know, I'm a ham radio operator. Here's my call sign, blah, blah, blah. And he says, oh, he says, meet me on 3.750. So, as Anna says, I turned the high frequencies on. And I went in there and got her and turned the volume up, and there he was, K4FI, making a call for his granddaughter. So she got to talk with her granddad today on the Lower Side Band. They talked, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, I guess. And, boy, you can tell he was excited, and she was grinning from ear to ear. So, you know, go ham radio, KL4NUE, somebody pick it up.
Oh, I am. Man, that was great, Chad. By the I gotta tell you, I know you owe me one. And that food looked so good. I said, wait, Chan owes me one. I took two forks and pulled everything apart to make sure. I even tore that biscuit apart to make sure you hadn't put no snail in there somewhere.
Walk. I mean, come on, man. I mean, I got standards. I mean, I'll stoop a little bit, but I'm not going to stoop that low. KO4NUE.
CQ. we start putting things away, separating, you know, things that need to be cold, things that we could store at room temperature. And I says, well, honey, I'm going to try some of this tea. And she said, well, I think you better try some of that tea. He sent you a picture where he ate a snail. And so, you know, he showed himself to be brave enough to do that. You go ahead and have a drink of that tea.
KO4NUE. Well, Walt, did you eat it?
Can't. Bobo. He has never jumped up on the table here. And boy, when I took the top off that plate, I just put them food down in the dish. He jumped up on the table, and I had to fight him over it. Yeah, he didn't eat nothing. I ate it all, Chad. Boy, that was good. It's better than warmed over sweet and sour chicken with an egg roll. My daughter just don't understand what I can eat and what I can't eat. Very simple. I can't eat nothing spicy, really spicy, except not, especially now with my throat and all like it is. Chad, I don't know why I didn't think of that. He caught me off guard when he come up and said, I'm Chad Hightower's son. I should have given this Red Rider straight key I want you to have. Well, I know you're going to want your dish back. You have to come get your dish so you can come get this straight key I want you to have, Chad. K4OIM, somebody pick it up.
KV. Let it come knock on the door, Walt.
The house calls my granddaughter and she's got four grandkids now, 20 years old. She is in the process of adopting a 15-month-old boy that's had a rough life. And they were all up there. They had got here about 5 minutes before your son showed up. And Judd, my granddaughter's husband, said, somebody's down there to a camper. Well, they come and take us this way. Yeah, I got up and went to the door, and they had walked up on the porch up at the house. And he said, I'm Chad Hightower's son, and Daddy wanted me to bring you this. And everybody said, what is it? What is it? And I said, it's food. Y'all ain't getting none. I'm gone. Nice meeting y'all. Merry Christmas. I came back down the shack and turned the radio on and eat me some food.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'll wait till tomorrow night and tell you what I put in the hash brown casserole. But you will just remember now, you said it was good already.
What the snails, I can eat anything. I ain't never had mountain oysters, but I've been thinking about that goat cheese. Do y'all still make goat cheese, Chad? K4OIM Friday.
We don't because we got two billies in the pasture. And I just can't stand to eat it when there's a billy in the pasture. If we, you know, can separate the billies when the nannies are milking, it's not near as strong. But I can't do it. I just cannot tolerate it. It's just just too twangy, you know. Some people like it, but I don't. I'm not going to do it. So, you know. But at any rate, well, I'm glad he dropped it by. He sent me a text, told me he did. And I'm just glad that he did. It's kind of funny that she lives, you know, right next to you. But at any rate, we should have, you know, getting back to the her coming in here talking to her granddad. Boy, I'm telling you, she came in here, and she didn't know his call sign, you know. And he came on and identified, and I could just immediately tell she knew something was off. Something was, you know, was that Papa? And I just, you know, and oh my goodness, I mean, it was just, you know, eyes lit up and she started grinning. I mean, it was neat. I mean, it was just really neat, you know. So she got a little bashful there at the end with the microphone, but I didn't have to ask her. Boy, she heard him, and I identified my call, and then he said, put that young lady on there, I want to talk to her. And boy, she grabbed that microphone, boy, she snatched it right out of my hands. She didn't think anything about it. She wasn't bashful at all. But when she saw the rest of the family in here talking to him, she got a little bashful. But that was neat. That was really neat to be able to see that. And I went ahead and filled out a QSL card and let her sign it. Merry Christmas, Grandpa. So she's gonna mail it. She's gonna put it in the mail so he gets a QSL card with her signature on it. And I just thought that was just absolutely neat, especially on Christmas Day. KO4NUE.
Hey, old Chad.
It goes radio. That young woman's experience is very different than the rest of us here talking now. As we grew up, she has had communications, you know, in her pocket all of her life. But it still has some magic, I believe. And that's a great story. Thank you, Chad. KK4JBQ.
Come step on out, fellas. I was showing my tired at 5 a.m. this morning. I'm still getting it. But just going to let you know, you know, kind of what went on here. And, you know, we had a good day. And I'm ready to bed down. So I'm not even gonna ask for a final. I'm just gonna clear on out and just say I'm showing my tired. So this is KO4NUE. I'm gonna secure my station. Merry Christmas, fellas, and anybody else listening. Y'all have a good night, and I'll see you on the net tomorrow. I'm clear.
I am. Good night, Chad. I don't want to get all sentimental here, but I'll be 74 years old in about 2 months, and they ain't much that tugs at your heart anymore. Everybody's out for themselves. But you, Larry, Dave Watson, and Andy up there, I want y'all to know y'all have got a special place in my heart. Really mean that. It's in 7-3, and get you some sleep. And I'll turn it back over to you, Larry.
KK4JBQ. Yeah, this is probably The only place that I can say when I meet a ham, I'm more apt to trust that individual. I'm more apt to think highly of them without proof, you know. And that's just, well, that's just my nature, I think. I've learned over my lifetime that you can't offer friendship to everybody. You reserve it. It's available, but a person needs to prove they're worthy of friendship. And not everybody thinks that way, I understand. But I have known hams to be a particular good kind of people. I'll just put it that way. Walt, I'm going to let you go. I think you need to get your rest and rest that throat and take really good care of yourself. We have missed you in your absence, and we don't want to miss you anymore. Period. Take good care and get healthy again. If you're still listening, Chad, thank you for your part in my day today. Very special. And anybody else that's listening, it's been a wonderful Christmas, and the day has reminded me of why we celebrate this occasion. Good night to all. KK4JBQ 73.
This is Larry to you and Miss Donna. And, well, we have another about 45 minutes of Christmas, and I hope you and Miss Donna have a very merry another 45 minutes. And I'm sure I'll talk to you again on the radio for Tuesday night. And I'll say 7-3s and God bless, sir. I'll be clear.